Among dozens of deaths blamed on heat in the heartland, Minnesota Vikings offensive tackle Corey Stringer. Yesterday morning, as the heat index approached 110, Stringer collapsed after practice. He died in the hospital early today. Wide receiver Randy Moss was one of his closest friends.
We know Corey Stringer, number 77, is going to be missed. Running through the tunnel on game day, having his number called. After the game, seeing his wife and son in the lounge.
WCCO Radio's Adam Carter has more.
Fans clad in purple who usually would be celebrating the return of the Vikings to training camp are now in a state of shock, like Kim Hansen.
For the family and for all the players, you hear what a great guy he was, and we were just sad.
Stringer, with his enormous frame and trademark dreadlocks, was a fan favorite. They say he was always quick with a smile and an autograph. Adam Carter, CBS News, Mankato, Minnesota.
The man who received the world's first self-contained artificial heart should have been dead by now. Before the implant, he was so sick that doctors gave him just 30 days to live. Now, 30 days later, Dr. Rob Dowling says things are going remarkably well.
The device has worked wonderful. Since we put it in, it's functioned flawlessly. There's all kinds of alarms on there. If something goes wrong, we haven't had a single alarm of any significance.
And the patient is enjoying life again. Dowling says he hasn't needed a ventilator in a week. He's walking, talking, and had a wonderful time at a little party yesterday.
He had some cheesecake, and he had some sherbet. And I missed the look on his face when he had the sherbet, but everyone said it was priceless to see.
The movie Fantastic Voyage, about a miniaturized journey through the human body, was science fiction. It's not anymore. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a tiny camera in a capsule that patients can swallow. As it makes its way through the digestive tract, it sends back color pictures to help doctors find the cause of internal bleeding. By the latest count, the code red computer worm has infected some 135,000 web servers, not as many as some experts predicted. There has been little or no effect on the Internet. The days of copying music CDs could be numbered. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports from London on the industry's latest move.
Sony's developed a sort of Trojan horse anti-pirate technology. They're working on imprinting a signal on CDs so that when they're copied and then played back, instead of music, you get bursts of massive distortion. It doesn't just sound awful, it can blast your speakers into oblivion. So much for saving a couple of bucks on that fake CD. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, London.
What do you get when you mix Gatorade and Pepsi? We'll soon find out. The Federal Trade Commission has cleared the way for PepsiCo's acquisition of Quaker Oats, which makes Gatorade. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hi, my name is Matthew. I'm the only one in my class that can read, and I'm just in preschool.
If you have a child between the ages of 3 and 7, did you know that they can be reading within just 3.5 weeks? Frontline Phonics is different because it was developed in a classroom by teachers with 4-year-olds. What's amazing, though, is that most kindergartners right now are still learning the letters and sounds. But there are thousands of 4-year-olds all over the country that are already reading thanks to Frontline Phonics. You have a unique opportunity right now to use the exact same program that teachers are using to teach your child to read at home. Frontline Phonics is guaranteed, period. It's proven. And it's rated as the number one beginning reading program by homeschool.com.
Teach your kids to read, just like me.
Pick up the phone, call now, and save $40 off the price of the program, and ask about your free book. The number is 1-800-584-READ. That's 1-800-584-READ.
The House, voting 269 to 160, has rejected a proposal that would have required sport utility vehicles to get the same average gasoline mileage as cars. That's just part of the work on sweeping energy legislation. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato followed today's action.
In the first major energy policy debate here in a quarter century, Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan led a battle for a White House-backed bill that is heavily weighted toward generating new oil and gas supplies while encouraging some conservation.
This is about all Americans having affordable, reliable sources and supplies of energy.
Democrats such as Peter DeFazio of Oregon call it a tax credit giveaway to big oil.
It is going to enrich the coffers of these obscenely wealthy companies who are ripping off Americans day in and day out.
A tough fight is coming up over the Bush administration's attempt to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
When inmate Michael Deal was found dead in his cell hanging from a bedsheet, officials at Georgia's Chatham County Jail believed he'd committed suicide. But now authorities say Deal was strangled by other prisoners who were afraid he'd expose their plan to escape. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
I say it's like fire.
No, I'd say blowtorch.
I describe it this way. Oh.
They're talking about heartburn, and now there's a fast way to put out the fire. Alka-Seltzer Heartburn Relief. Faster than Pepcid AC or even the leading prescription. Specially formulated Alka-Seltzer Heartburn Relief. It's cool, effervescent, and nothing puts out the fire faster. Alka-Seltzer Heartburn Relief. Use as directed.
It's a fact that more new cars, more school buses, more police cars, and more families on vacation ride on tires made by Goodyear than any other. If you have questions about your tires, no matter what brand, Goodyear's experienced tire experts can help. Now through September 2nd, get a free $50 gas card when you buy a set of four selected Goodyear tires, including many popular sport utility tires. For the Goodyear location nearest you and complete details, just call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Dow lost nearly 13 points today, closing at 10,510, but the Nasdaq rose 41 points to 2,068. American drivers have vanity plates. Now, as CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson reports, the Japanese have vanity stamps.
This has been very popular. There were a number of people who lined up today, first time out, to have their picture taken, which is then placed immediately under a stamp. It's called a vanity postage stamp, but it's got to be the ultimate in hungering for fame and fortune, or at least fame. People pay about $10 for this. They get a normal stamp and then their photo just beneath it, and they get about $6 worth of stamps, so it's $4, the price of fame in Tokyo.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. 74 degrees, mostly sunny skies and warm this Wednesday, the 1st of August. Here are the headlines at 4:09. In Orange County, a brush fire in San Clemente damages more than a half dozen homes, and it's threatening others. Los Angeles police are showing off the fruits of a big bust, but some 20,000 counterfeit CDs have been confiscated. Crime statistics, arrests, and LAPD recruitment efforts are the primary topics at the chief monthly get-together with reporters today. We'll have the details coming up along with sports from Rory Marcus.
Just underway at Fenway Park, the Angels and the Red Sox, no score in the first inning. The Dodgers tonight play at home against the Reds. The Diamondbacks are home as well. We'll check sports at 4:15.
This is Jerry Laird at the KNX Business Desk. The Dow lost 13, but the Nasdaq gained 41 on strength in the techs. Lucent raises $1.75 billion in a private stock placement. I'll have a report at 4:20.
More traffic and weather together. Here's Christina Griego.
Good afternoon. We're going to begin with a reminder that a SIG alert still in effect over in El Monte on the West 10 before Santa Anita. The right lane blocked for repairs to the guardrail due to an earlier crash. Traffic's just slow approaching. Heavy traffic on the eastbound side of the 10, though. As you come out of Alhambra into Rosemead all the way to the 605, there was a crash just before the 605 in the left lane. That's why things are slow there. Keep in mind that if you're in Long Beach, there's police activity south on the 405 between Lakewood and Bellflower. Looks like they may be looking for something in the bushes there in the Collector Road, not on the main line, but it has traffic slow out of Carson all the way into Long Beach south on the 405. Now out to the 605, here's Larry Barajas.
Problem for the northbound side of that 605 just as you get beyond South Street. It's a stalled truck and the number 3 lane with those delays starting back at the Lamo, Chris.
Meanwhile, Michael Bryan's over the 91 freeway.
Yeah, 91 eastbound up to its usual tricks. It's loaded up here at about the 241 toll road, on and off the brakes most of the way through McKinley and Corona.
Chris? And double trouble on the Santa Monica freeway. Steve Cusack?
It's for the 10 freeway eastbound here just before La Brea. Two left lanes shut down. Injury accident. Motorcycle went down. Traffic is slow from the 405 interchange. Beyond La Brea, a bit of a break, but then right before the 110, you start to load up because at the eastbound 10 at the 5 interchange right there at East L.A., accident. That one has the right lane shut down. Chris.
Back soon with more traffic. KNX 1070.
KNX News Time, 4:11. A big bust today by the LAPD, and they have 20,000 confiscated CDs to show for their effort. Our Luis Torres has the details in this live report from downtown L.A. Luis.
LAPD Lieutenant Paul Geggy confirms to KNX that more than 20,000 phony CDs were confiscated. As you walk through the small warehouse where they were stored, you could see stacks and stacks of CDs piled high on metal racks. In one corner, there was a 10-foot-high stack of CDs, and they look like the real thing, but Lieutenant Geggy says they're all counterfeit.
This is a fairly large operation. There were about 20,000 CDs with an estimated street value of about $200,000.
He emphasizes this was a distribution point. The phony CDs are manufactured somewhere else. He says retailers would come and pick them up for sale at such locations as swap meets and small stores, such as mom-and-pop grocers. Most of the CDs are of recording artists from Mexico. One arrest was made. More may follow. Reporting live from downtown L.A., Luis Torres, KNX 1070.
L.A. Police Chief Bernard Parks has held his monthly briefing at Parker Center. He reviewed crime statistics, which, again, are not all that good.
Crime figures are up overall, 5% compared to year-ago totals, and the LAPD made 5% fewer arrests this year to date. But Chief Park says you have to look at the whole picture. Homicides are down 3.3% from year-ago totals, rapes down a full 7%. True robberies are up 9%, but that was after a long lull in them.
We've averaged in 10-year period about 26,000, almost 27,000 a year. In the last 4 years, we've down 16,000, dropped. Average about 10,000 less robberies in the city.
As Parks has said so many times before, crime runs in cycles, and you have to look at it by decades, not by 2 or 3 years. In cheerier news, the LAPD women's basketball team competed in the 2001 Police and Fire Games, these are world games, and brought home the gold medal. Reporting from Parker Center, Michael Ambrosini, KNX 1070.
The latest now that fire out of Orange County, 7 homes, we are told, have been damaged in a brush fire that's burning right now in San Clemente. The fire is burning in the vicinity of the 400 block of Cazador Lane near Calle Conchita and Esplanade. San Clemente police tell us that roads are closed in the area. We're gathering more information at this moment, and we'll have it for you just as soon as we can compile it and put it on the radio. KNX News Time, 4:14.
How many phone calls can literally change your life? Well, this one will. With just one phone call, you can now order the real Viagra for as little as $6 a 50-milligram dose. This is the authentic Viagra produced by Pfizer, the one that really works. Just take a few minutes now to call rbhealth.com. We'll have a physician review your health history, and if it's medically appropriate for you to use Viagra, you'll get a confidential package of Viagra delivered right to your door. Processing fees and shipping charges may apply. Ask about rbhealth.com's Hot Zone and Embrace for Women. This is the completely convenient, time-saving way for you to get Viagra without risk of embarrassment and at an affordable price. Now's the time to do something good for you and your loved one.
Call 800-426-8076 or go to rbhealth.com. Not available in all states. You can now get two samples of Embrace and Arise for just $4.95. Call 800-426-8076. That's 800-426-8076. We have more information now on that fire coming out of Orange County, brush fire that has damaged some homes in San Clemente. Gary Lehman with the Orange County Fire Authority joins us live in the KNX Newsline. Gary, what can you tell us?
Well, this fire started a little while ago down by the pier, by San Clemente Pier. It's traveling up a ravine. We've had reports that there are about 7 homes damaged. We are currently gearing up and attacking the fire. I just walked in. I'm just getting briefed. I'm trying to do 10 things at once here. It's in a bad area with construction down there is old type with wood shake roofs, which we've always said is doesn't lend itself well to these brush fires. So we're going to have our hands full here for the next few hours.
Okay, these are single-family homes, are they?
Yes, and they're on the beach side of the freeway. So this is real close to San Clemente Pier.
You say it started near the pier. Do you have any idea how it started? What was the cause?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right, we'll let you go. We know you're busy, and we'll be checking back with you later for more information on that fire in San Clemente. KNX News Time, 4:16. Sports time on KNX. Several games just underway in the American League. Here's Rory Marcus with the update.
In fact, every game on their schedule except one, Kansas City at Chicago, starts at 5:05, but the Angels are underway in Boston against the Red Sox at Fenway. No score. Still the top of the first inning. The Angels have a man on against Tadeo Nomo, but as yet have not done much with it, although they do get a base hit now into right field, so the Angels have two men on with only one out and runners on the corners against Nomo. Scott Schoenweis pitching for the Angels. Of the half dozen games that have started, there is a score in only one of them, and that is Texas getting a run in the first inning against the Yankees. They lead that game 1-0. Mike Young led the game off with a home run for the Rangers. In the National League, one game is underway. That is Atlanta at St. Louis. The Braves failed to score in the top of the first inning. That's Greg Maddux against Daryl Kyle. The Dodgers play against the Reds at 7:10 at Dodger Stadium. Terry Adams pitches for the Dodgers. The Padres host the Cubs tonight. Giants hosting Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Diamondbacks are at home against the Montreal Expos. Minnesota Vikings all-pro tackle Corey Stringer died early this morning due to complications from heat stroke. He was 27 years old. He went through a morning workout in 90-degree temperatures. The heat index on the field in Mankato, Minnesota was 110 degrees. Stringer experienced the symptoms of heat stroke, including weakness and rapid breathing. He went to the hospital unconscious and never regained consciousness. He was pronounced dead at actually 11:50 Pacific time. He leaves a wife and a 3-year-old son. Let's get the fifth race now from Del Mar.
But it's Ergen's Angel clear by 4 with a 16th to go. And Ergen's Angel striding home very impressively.
The fifth race winner, the favorite, number 9, Ergen's Angel, ridden by Jose Valdivia Jr. at 480. Second, number 6, Mean Imogene. Third, number 2, Convincing. Exacta 9-6, $19.70. For Del Mar, Mike Superstein, KNX 1070.
And the double play wiped out the Angels' threat. They didn't score in the first. Sports at 15 and 45. Rory Marcus, KNX 1070.
What word do you want to hear most when refinancing? How about the word no? No points, no bank fees, no escrow fees, no title fees, no appraisal fees. There's simply no out-of pocket expenses, period, when you call Horizon Mortgage Bankers. Now is the time to take advantage of lower mortgage rates and rising home values. Combine your first and second mortgages into one convenient lower monthly payment. Remember, no fees, no expenses, not a dollar, not a dime, not a penny. And if rates drop further, then Horizon Mortgage Bankers will refinance your mortgage again. No fees, no expenses. Banks, savings and loans, and other lenders all want your money up front to cover their expenses. Not Horizon Mortgage Bankers. All they ask is for a chance to earn your business. Call 800-850-8957. That's 800-850-8957. Horizon Mortgage Bankers. Call 800-850-8957. 800-850-8957. Licensed by California DRE. Broker number 012-27585.
KNX News Time, 419. Time for this traffic check on KNX with Christina Griego.
In Torrance, northbound on the 110 Harbor Freeway at 223rd Street, there's an injury crash that has the number 2 and 3 lanes blocked. Traffic is backed up heavy approaching Sepulveda Boulevard. That, again, northbound on the 110. Around the corner from there, you head into Long Beach. There's police activity southbound on the 405 between Lakewood and Bellflower. They're in the Collector Road, but it's getting a lot of looky-loo traffic. And there is a backup from at least Avalon. Now we have reports of a crash on the South 405 near Carson Street that may be clearing out of lanes to the shoulder, but adding to those delays. Now let's go over to Steve Counts. He's looking at the Sig Alert in Santa or in El Monte.
Yeah, 10 westbound approaching Santa Anita. Only the right lane is affected with Caltrans repairing the guardrail there. It's only slowing approaching. Most of the delays are eastbound. There is an accident approaching the 605. Been moved into the Gore Point. All lanes open, but backed up coming away from the 710. Use the 60, Chris.
Meanwhile, we have Steve Cusack over an earlier problem in Glendale.
Earlier indeed, northbound side of the 2 freeway there. The Verdugo on and off ramp now reopened. Earlier accident finally cleared. No delays either direction of the 2 as you leave the 5 and head towards the 210. Chris.
Back soon with more traffic. KNX 1070.
73 degrees in Hollywood. Our humidity stands at 59%.
Going away this summer? On a budget? You can save big by booking your next trip at onetravel.com. For low price and great advice, hurry to onetravel.com.
KNX News Time, 420. It's business time on KNX with Jerry Laird standing by live at our financial news desk. Jerry?
The tech stocks rallied strongly today. The overall market was mixed. The Dow lost 13 points to 10,510. The NASDAQ gained 41 to 2,068. Advances led declines 3-2 on the big board. Volume there, 1.3 billion shares. Among the tech stocks, Intel rose 94 cents to 30.75. Microsoft gained 28 cents to 66.47. Network Appliance added $2.73 to $15.21, and analysts began coverage with a market perform rating. That was pretty well outperforming today. PMC Sierra Inc. rose $3.03 to $33.34 in New York regular hours trading. When it has traded up to $36.65 after hours, it will replace Quaker Oats in the S&P 500. The FTC approved PepsiCo's buyout of Quaker Oats. Oat stock gained $12.30 to $100.30. PepsiCo down $2.94 at $43.69. Lucent fell 57 cents to $6.13. It boosted its private preferred stock placement to $1.75 billion from $1 billion and sold that stock today. October gold in New York up $1.10 at $2.69. Light crude up 42 cents at $26.77. The 10-year T-note down 30 seconds. The yield 5.07. Again, the Dow down 13, the NASDAQ up 41. I'm Jerry Laird at the KNX Business Desk.
Winners, this message is for you. All others continue your dull existence. Pechanga Casino has three super promotions in August. One guarantees you a prize or cash up to $500 each week. Another pays your electric bill for a full year. The third gives you a lifetime of vacations at over 4,000 resorts worldwide. So if you're a winner or want to be, come on, join the Pechanga Rewards Club. It's free. You'll get a summer cash scratch card guaranteed for a prize or cash up to $500 each week in August. And every day you play, you'll get an entry for Power to Winners drawings. Eight winners will have their electric bills paid for a full year. Plus, you'll get free entries to win vacations forever at 4,000 luxury resorts worldwide. And talk about winners. Pechanga pays over 10,000 jackpots each week, and it's easy to get to, just off I-15 in Temecula. Come on, be a winner. Must be 18 to enter casino.
Maybe it was because they win so many races. Maybe it was their distinctive look or their unforgettable sound. Whatever it was, you became a Porsche fan. At Rusnak, we totally understand. We've got Porsche in our blood. We're the oldest and most respected Porsche dealer in all of Southern California. And right now, we've got the biggest selection of Porsches in years, including a record number of Boxsters. The year the Boxster was introduced, it was solely responsible for making Porsche the fastest growing automobile company in the world. The motoring press and customers alike loved the Boxster. And right now, with Rusnak's incredible lease and finance rates, you can drive one home today. Call or stop by Rusnak Pasadena at the intersection of the 134, 210, and 110. Call 800-408-3333. And Rusnak Westlake in the Thousand Oaks Auto Mall. Call 800-588-0075.
Okay, next news time, 424.
In Orange County, Surf City is living up to its name, hosting a big professional surfing competition. This is Mike Landa in Huntington Beach. Top pro surfers from around the world are competing for $100,000 in prize money. For Holly Beck of Pacific Palisades, this is her first professional surfing contest.
I surf because I love to surf, and I really like to compete also. So my main goal is just to have as much fun, to be able to travel, and surfing contests is a way to do that.
She says the U.S. Open is a great opportunity for fans and athletes to interact.
It's cool to have an event here so that the fans can come out and see the surfers up close. You know, all the people that they look up to in the magazines or whatever, they can come down to the beach and actually meet them.
The U.S. Open is more than a surfing contest. The weekend activities also include bicycle freestyle, skateboarding, and inline skating. Reporting from Huntington Beach, Mike Landa, KNX 1070.
More traffic and weather together at 425. Here's Christina Grienko.
A couple of problem spots. First, good news in Mid-City. Eastbound on the 10 before La Brea, there was an accident in the left lane. Two left lanes. That finally cleared, but a heavy backup coming out of Santa Monica from at least Lincoln. Eastbound on the 10. Some westbound traffic, too, on the Santa Monica Freeway. A little trouble east of there over near the L.A. Convention Center. Here's Steve Cusack.
Absolutely. Yeah, good news and bad news. The good news, eastbound 10 there at the East L.A. Interchange. Earlier accident finally cleared. Traffic recovered. But in the backup there, another accident. 10 eastbound just passed Broadway. That one blocking the center traffic lanes, and you're still slow from before the 110. Chris?
Heavy traffic on the Santa Monica or San Bernardino eastbound out of Alhambra over to the 605. Maybe looky loo traffic for a problem on the westbound side of the 10 before Santa Anita, where the right lane is blocked. Torrance, North 110, 223rd Street, a wreck with injuries, number 2 and 3 lane. Traffic is heavy approaching Sepulveda Boulevard, northbound Harbor Freeway. And Steve Counts over the 605.
Yeah, 605 north past South Street towards the 91 accident. Already to the right shoulder. No delays there, but southbound slowing from about Washington Boulevard down through the Santa Ana Freeway, Chris.
Action with more traffic. KNX 1070.
74 degrees right now in Hollywood. 78 has been the high so far today in downtown Los Angeles. 7 degrees cooler than normal. Look for highs around 83 tomorrow and then dropping down a couple of degrees for Friday, maxing at about 81 degrees. KNX News Time, 426.
Dan Rather reporting. You may be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, but the results of a new study from Pittsburgh's Carnegie Mellon University that utilizes the latest in brain activity imaging techniques suggests that you're probably not able to do both very well simultaneously, and it shows that more complex tasks, especially ones that require the use of different parts of the brain, say the region that controls speech and language comprehension, and the part that enables us to see and manipulate objects through space, are not so easily accomplished at the same time. In other words, it's hard to do two complicated things at once. Now, before you dismiss this as yet another study from the Journal of the Scientifically Obvious, here's the interesting part. When you perform a single task, say talking on the phone or driving a car, your brain devotes a certain amount of energy to that activity. But when you try to do two things at once, say driving a car and talking on a cell phone, whether or not you hold it in your hand, the brain does not double its energy, but merely devotes less energy to each task than it would if it were being done alone. It may be something to keep in mind in your work life, and lawmakers may also want to take into account that talking while driving makes you a bad conversationalist and a lousy driver, because distracted phone conversations can cost you friends and business, but distracted driving can cost you your life and others theirs. Dan Rather reporting, CBS News.
And it was your mother's wish that you, Regina, should inherit her collection of snow globes. Now Jake, the pool boy, will get the house, the Rolls, the private jet.
Need a lawyer? Go to lawyers.com. Search over 400,000 lawyers and firms to find the right one for you. Lawyers.com even has an Ask a Lawyer section to help you better understand your legal options.
You will be allowed one visit a year to the Palm Beach compound, provided that Jake is...
Lawyers.com. Because finding the right lawyer is one of the most important decisions you can make.
His two front teeth are missing. His ears are practically aerodynamic. He wears capes made of bath towels and snow boots in July. The world sees a funny-looking kid. You see an angel. You'd give the world a glimpse of him through your eyes if you could. You'd give him chicken with no hormones and no steroids added because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
Okay. Officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is my bank. You have my checking account, my savings account, and my IRA. So how come I can't get an answer on my mortgage application?
Well, Mr.
Finster, my name is Finster. You've met me 10 times.
Well, Mr. Finster, these things do take time.
Time? It's been a month.
The loan committee only meets once a week, Mr. Funster.
Oh, it's Finster, and I need an answer now.
Want a quick answer on a new home loan? Log on to DITECH.com or call 1-800-71-FIXED. DITECH.com is a direct mortgage lender, so we can move fast, very fast. Interest rates are currently low, so now is a great time to refinance to a lower fixed rate, cash out some of your equity, or consolidate bills.
Don't worry, Mr. Munster. We'll call you when we know something.
You know what? Don't bother!
For fast, friendly service, apply online at DITECH.com or call 1-800-71-FIXED right now. That's 1-800-71-FIXED. Unfixed. DITECH.com is licensed by the California Department of Corporations under CRMLA.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio. Time is 4:30 on this Wednesday, the 1st of August. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dave Zorn. You're tuned to KNX 1070, and these are the places where there's news. San Clemente, some expensive homes are damaged in a brush fire burning in an area not far from the San Clemente Pier. The White House, President Bush strikes an Oval Office deal with a pivotal lawmaker, clearing the way for the House to pass a patient's Bill of Rights. Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats disagree over whether the administration's energy bill will benefit California.